So previously, this training was provided in person, but due to the current need for social distancing, it's been converted into this online format. However, what we cover will remain the same, with the addition of tips for using the CSSRS over the phone or video, and also some reminders about the modifications to crisis steps now that most services are being provided remotely. So we'll look at what the experience is like for the clinician when assessing for suicide. What is the CSSRS exactly? We'll talk about how it's used at Pacific Clinics, which means we'll go into Policy 108, which has steps laid out for us. We'll answer some frequently asked questions. We'll talk about cultural considerations. We'll talk about risk severity levels. How are those determined, and what do we do for each level? We'll explore some potential barriers to using the CSSRS with our clients and families. And then we'll talk about safety planning. Just like a nice overview, we'll go through the form for safety planning that we use here at our agency and some tips. And then I'll share some online resources, including safety planning apps that some of your clients might find helpful. And we'll end by pondering some final thoughts about using the CSSRS and safety planning going forward.